Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Pastor Austin, welcome to the Pray Deliver Ministry. We are our circle friend. He added the teaching and told us the price of darling abundance of wonderful woman of God. And this is our hour of prayer. Hallelujah. God, I want to welcome everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, there's something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you, beautiful Savior. Yes, I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. You made the trees to bear, the hearts to hear, eyes to see, and ears to hear. You gave us the power to understand. You gave your only begotten Son as a sacrifice for the sins of men. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Beautiful Savior, yes I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now, let the weak say, I am strong, and let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, come tremendous power and power, pray, Lord God. Praying you, thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, oh Lord God. The laying down last night, early rising this morning, oh Lord God, actually traveling mercy, not only for myself, oh Lord God, but all of those that have traveled, Pastor Dolly and everyone, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just came to worship you this morning, God, and to praise you, Lord God. It's been a very fruitful week, oh Lord God, good teaching, oh Lord God, singing, praise, and worship, oh Lord God. It's a spirit of joy, oh Lord God. Wonderful time, what a wonderful time we're having here, Lord God, in these services here, in this prayer line, oh Lord God, in this hour of power prayer, Lord God, and come here, business, oh Lord God, pour out your anointing, your spirit, Lord God. So we thank you, Father, for this Thursday morning, oh Lord God, as we go forth in this hour of power prayer, Lord God, asking that you move by your spirit, Lord God, and by your power, Lord God, that you would touch, oh Lord God, those that are sick, oh Lord God, those that are afflicted, oh Lord God, those that don't feel well in their body, Lord God, those that are going through a time of bereavement, oh Lord God, that you would strengthen them, oh God, right now, in Jesus' name, oh Lord God, those, oh Lord God, that are entrepreneurs, oh Lord God, yeah, those, oh Lord God, that are speaking panic, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, yeah, those, oh Lord God, that aches and pains in their body, oh Lord God, suffering, oh Lord God, from, you know, failure, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, from the respiratory system, God, we ask that you just come, oh Lord God, each and every one from the crown of the head to the soul of the feet, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, praise you, Lord God, we worship you, Lord God, we thank you for all that you're doing in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Oh God, spoken once or twice have I heard this, the power belongs on to God. Lord God, realize that there's none greater, Lord God, none greater than you, Lord God. Everlasting to everlasting, that thou art God, O Lord God. We come to exalt your name today, O Lord God. We come to lift up your name, O Lord God. We come to lift up the praises to Jesus Christ, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you be with us, O Lord God, that you bless us as we go through this hour of prayer, Lord God. We ask that you bless Pastor Darling, O Lord God, and all the Kennedy ladies, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, every special prayer request, oh Lord God, those that are facing operations and going through operations, oh Lord God, and especially business transactions, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, bless the minister Chris, oh Lord God, as she comes out to do her, open another business in Miami, oh Lord God, just bless the touch, oh Lord God, make everything ready for, Lord God, that everything is close when she arrives, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless the minister, Lord, neither, Lord God, in Jersey, oh Lord God, all others, oh Lord God, that have a special need, oh Lord God, that you touch their lives, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God has spoken once and twice, have I heard this? The power belongs to God. So we thank you and praise you by your name. I believe that the life is on the line, so you have the scriptures to read and expound a little bit. Are you there, Brandon Sosley? Hello, sweetheart. I'll be still on the line after the phone call drops. We're still here. Well, we'll continue on in the name of Jesus to go on to read a scripture that I have with us. I believe it was that I was going to be eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. He has entered into the hearts of men, but God has prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah, God. That's what came to mind this morning. I was so happy to hear that people that were calling in, saying that they want to rise up early in the morning just to praise God. They want to start the day just a little bit early somewhere so that they have time to get things done and see, like, sort of, they put God first. I'm sorry about that. The headphones up there. I'm sorry. I'm calling Van. It's all she did. When they put God first, that God always blesses us. Hallelujah, God. He blessed throughout the days. Hallelujah, God. We've seen miracles that happen so great, so miraculously. Hallelujah, God. All that's going on right now with the pandemic, and they say it's a new strain of the pandemic. It's a Alpha, whatever it is, Alpha, Delta, whatever it is. We just want to encourage your heart that once you stand in the power of God and in the power of his might, you're going to be all right. As long as you keep on that full arm of God, where would you be able to stand the wiles of the devil? Whether you realize it or not, you all, everyone here is doing well, hallelujah to God, because you're under the presence of God, hallelujah to God. You decided to give God the fruits of the day, the sacrifice of praise, the fruits of your lips, hallelujah to God, to start this day off on this hour of power of prayer. So we're thanking God, and we're happy about all that he's doing right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So God, we're going to praise you and worship you today, oh Lord God, in the beauty of holiness, God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. So we thank you, oh Lord God. We thank you for the angels that are dispatched, oh Lord God, watching over your people, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that Sister Nikki, Lord God, that she's able to drive her car, Lord God. She had a busted foot there, Lord God, that seems to be better now, God, in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you for that, dear Lord God. We praise you, because you alone are worthy of the praise, the honor, and the glory, hallelujah to God. We want to see if Pastor Dolly is here this morning, or if Pastor Scholastica have anything before we continue this hour of prayer in the name of Jesus. We'll go on from there. Hallelujah to God. Is there any footnotes here, Pastor Scholastica, Pastor Dolly, there, that we have to do before we go on?
Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's so good to be here in the service of the Lord and with the saints of God. I thank you, Apostle Horsley, for getting us started this morning, and each and every one who has been doing a wonderful job for the kingdom of God. It's been great. As I was on vacation, I was just blessed. I mean, it was a working vacation, and everywhere I went, it was like it's a blessing to be with the blessed. There were so many blessed people that I was associating with, family and friends, and I am just grateful for the prayers, the fervent, effective prayers of righteous men and women as I went to California, then drove across the states back into Texas. It was just God's blessing that everything went well, and right now, I just want to keep my sister Yolanda and my sister Rosalyn in prayer. They have contracts in place, and we're believing that God is going to let those contracts be completed. Yolanda is selling her FedEx business, and Rosalyn is selling some real estate. So we're believing God to help them in that situation. And also my cousin Raymond, he is having some treatment for cancer, so we're believing that God will completely heal his body. And we're just grateful that we are able to come and pray together. So I love each and every one of you, and I really appreciate you. I mean, it's just so good to know that we have people who are fervent, who are consistent, and will continue to do God's will each and every day. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We sure that we'll keep the contracts up there, and that they will come to a decision, and that they will go through, and that they will reap the rewards, and that the contracts be good there. Yes. You will miss me. I was telling Pastor Scholastic, I said, I haven't heard from Pastor Dolly, and I don't know if she, do you think she went to get married or something? Then I seen the pictures on that side. Well, I guess she put that off for a while. I think it was June. It's July, but anyway, God is blessed. Glad that you get back home and arrive safely in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for all that he's doing in the name of Jesus. I was thinking about the time that we're going through now, that God has blessed us, hallelujah to God, and so many people have spoke so very well this week, hallelujah to God, on a number of things, hallelujah to God, and we have scriptures, strength, you know, let's thank God for the strength that we receive. In the morning, hallelujah to God. Strength like no other that he gives to us, hallelujah to God. They're able to, when you get off the line, it seems like that ministry just comes to you, and people come in. There's so many people that come asking for prayer these days and try to give them a prayer line number, hallelujah, and encourage their hearts, hallelujah to God, to just be steadfast, unmovable, abiding in the work of the Lord, hallelujah. I had a minister friend call up and said, what do we do now? We got another strain of this virus coming through. I said, well, he said, and he was talking about the churches, some are open and some not open. I said, but we're called. That we're called on to go out, hallelujah to God. This is our time now for those that are there to encourage people to come to the Lord and to give them the prayer line number, because I ran into so many people that I didn't ask them to join the church. I said at this time it'll be good to just call in and listen. Just be under the presence of the Lord, hallelujah to God, that God will begin to bless you. Hallelujah to God for just standing in the presence, that it's like coming to a fire and getting warm, hallelujah to God. But the feast of the Lord is going on. They're going on last Sunday again. We had about 21 people get baptized, and many of them got filled with the Holy Ghost right then. These were young people with those new hairdos, with those braids that stick up, the guys with new braids that stick up in the ear and stuff, you know. And they were welcome to come in there, and they were so happy to feel the spirit of the Lord. We encouraged them to come back, because we have to reach the souls at any cost, hallelujah to God. I have to reach them, hallelujah to God. And in spite of all what we're going through, it seems like there's a particular battle just set for us, hallelujah to God, that the adversary comes and comes an attack on every side, hallelujah to God. But then that scripture came to mind, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah to God. So with that, then we're going to move on. I would see the wife, she did have a scripture that she wants to expound on. See if she's there. Now we're going to go on and we're going to get the prayer line up. Hallelujah to God, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to God. Are you there, man?
Yes. Okay. Praise the Lord, everyone. Good morning, saints of the Most High God. Praise God. We do give honor to Elder Horsley, Pastor Bundage, and all the wonderful people of God on the line. Praise God. I just want to read a little bit of Galatians. Praise God. It's very familiar to you all. Galatians 6 and around the 9th verse.
Okay.
And it says, let us not be weary. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. I just want to just remind everyone and to encourage everyone simply to continue to pray, continue to worship the Lord, continue to hold on to your faith, continue to fight the good fight of faith, praise God, continue to put on that whole armor of God, hallelujah, so we can stand against the wiles of the enemy. We're going to continue to pray, stay in the word of God, and we are going to continue to do good to others as the Lord gives us opportunity, praise God. Moreover, we want our lights to shine brighter now than ever before. We know Jesus is soon to return. I know you've heard that over and over and over again. Truly, we want to be ready when he comes again. Praise God. May the Lord continue to bless you all and strengthen you all, that you will continue to do the work that God has ordained for each of us to do. God bless you individually as well as collectively. We love you all. Thank you, Pastor Elder Horsley. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sinai. Thank you, hallelujah to God. We want to give God praise for these contracts that are there. There's a lot of businesses going on, and people have entrepreneurships going on, and Minister Chris is going to Miami, and the Kennedy girls, there's a lot of them. Every time I see pictures, there's actually more and more of them, but that's not possible. they're blessed, you know. I say, well, I've seen the very first of pictures there. I say, well, everything is getting back to normal. Now they're on trips and stuff, and they're doing what they do. Hallelujah to God. It's blessed to see them taking vacations, but you know that God is still blessed, with God sitting on the throne. So we're just going to just cover that with praise this morning, that these contracts go through, and that everybody that's in business, hallelujah to God, is being covered. Everybody that is not feeling well be covered, hallelujah to God. Because God is moving in this hour, especially while our children out and grandchildren are out. It's a summer break. Hallelujah, mm-hmm. God, we have to keep them, that the Lord will protect them from the evil spirit that's out there. And from all this mass murder spirits, not just drive-by shootings, but it's mass murder. They were just counting up how many people were in different states that got killed over the last weekend, hallelujah to God. And it's just a thing that spirit has got loose here in the land. And it's like a cloud of darkness. So it's at this time that God says that we ought to pray without ceasing, pray and not let this word of the Lord depart from our mouth, hallelujah to God. And we have to carry this spirit with us, hallelujah to God, to give to people that no matter what you're going through, that God is willing to save you, deliver. He's willing to set you free, hallelujah to God, in the name of Jesus. We just have to stay on the battlefield for the Lord, hallelujah to God. We have to hold up each other in prayer, hallelujah to God, and undergird each other in prayer and in support, hallelujah to God, because these are times that we have not seen before, hallelujah to God. They're looking that Jesus could come any day, any hour, hallelujah to God, and you want to be ready. You don't want to miss out on the call. You don't want to be like the five verses, the five of wives and five of foolish. No, you don't want to be like the foolish. You want to keep plenty of oil in your vessel, hallelujah to God, to give a cause to every man that I call your seed, or your son that I call your son, that acts about this hope that is in you, hallelujah to God. Had people came up and they're just looking, hallelujah to God, and they're not looking to join the church, hallelujah to God. They're looking for a word, they're looking for the truth and living God. I said, well, he's in the spirit and in the truth, you know, he's the way. Hallelujah to God. God is God, and God was getting the praise, hallelujah to God. Started opening up doors for one of the men in the neighborhood. He had contracts and stuff, and God's just opening up doors. So we thank God. With that, we're going to go and we're going to see who's on the line here, and we're going to get your prayer request, and we're going to go up for corporate prayer. Hallelujah to God. And hallelujah to God. And we're going to have a time here this morning just worshiping and praising the Lord. I just feel like praising him, you know. Thank you, God, for this here Thursday morning. Amen. The line's open. You can give your name at this time if you pray.
Good morning.
You're not praying, just say listening. Good morning.
This is Sister Gladys this morning. Good morning, everyone. My
morning.
Prayer this morning is for the family. My daughter, Michelle Rasko. My grandson. It's for all of them. Colin, Cameron, Ebony, Michelle, Eddie, Calvin, hallelujah, Shanks, my brother and my sister, Mary and Lewis and April McNeil and me, and just how just God is just working. I can see God working, you know. I can see, you know, the miracles of God just working, and not from what I see all the time, but what I hear. And I hear how they're talking, and they're talking about, you know, Jesus is calling them, and then they start putting into being sitting an example.
Amen.
For who they're supposed to be as parents and stuff, and the man is being the head of the house and stuff like that. Those are my prayers. And for the ones that are rebellious, that's that's Cameron and Ebony. Those are the rebellious ones that don't want to forgive. And just thanking God just for the prayers that have already been prayed over them. In the name of Jesus, we just continue to thank God for what he's done, he's doing, and what he's about to do in their lives. In the name of Jesus, no matter what they do. And also thanking God this morning for me. In the name of Jesus, that God bless me the more to come forth and come out back, you know, from a hiding and just come up, you know. And he's, hallelujah, he's speaking with me, you know, talking with me with that. So I need to come back and come out from hiding and do more in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And I'm just thanking him, you know, studying more, reading more in the name of Jesus. So, you know, for my family and then for all the murders that just going on, you know, in around this country and this world, and people that just can't even walk out of their homes without being, you know, murdered or robbed or something like that. And it's just. But we know we're living in the last days, and so we got this is, you know, this is we haven't seen anything yet, but you know,
yes,
as we do see it, we pray about it. In the name of Jesus, we pray against, hallelujah, every demon and every, hallelujah, stronghold that tries to come up, hallelujah, because, hallelujah, there's no telling what God can do if we believe, hallelujah, there's no telling what he can do. So I thank God for doing exceedingly and abundantly above all he could ask or think in the name of Jesus. And Sister Darlena, I just thank God for you. I thank God, you know, when I saw the pictures on the other day, that I said, that's family, that's what this is about, you know, family, family, and then other things. But I thank God that you was able to enjoy your family and stuff that just draws you closer together, bind you closer together in love and stuff like that. So I thank you, God, for that, and, you know, for strengthening you, for giving you, you know, all the tools that you needed to, you know, as you travel on the dangerous highways and byways that day, and how he's kept you and how he's brought you back in the name of Jesus. So thank God for miracles. Thank you, God, for the, hallelujah, for deliverance and healing in the name of Jesus and your family also. So I just thank God for everyone on this line this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for the ones that are not. But I thank you for them. For whatever reason they couldn't come, I thank you, God, for the victory in Jesus' name over all of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And I just want to say that I thank God for this ministry, the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry, because it has helped me so tremendously in the name of Jesus. God has really been blessing. So we're just going to keep, you know, holding up the bloodstained banner and keep, you know, walking, keep moving, And, you know, even sometimes when I don't feel right, even sometimes when I don't think I did right, but God says, just keep moving. And so I'm going to keep moving in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We'll keep moving. Hallelujah. Thank you for the prayer and the testimony. Hallelujah. You have another one?
Good morning. This is Sister Alice Marie.
Good morning.
Hello, Sister Alice.
I'm sorry. Good morning. This is Glenda. I'm listening. Welcome back, Minister Darlene.
Okay.
Good morning. Celestica is here.
Good morning. This is Celestica.
Good morning, once
we
again.
Thank
you, Sister Glenda, for what you just said there. Appreciate that. Glad to be back. Also want to pray for Rosalyn, who has a cold. She sounds really bad, so I want to pray for her. And also pray, ask you to pray for me as I prepare to, I'm invited to speak at a women's program at the end of the month of August. So, you know, as I prepare, that God will help preach the word properly.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds promising.
Thank God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys again. I also want to pray for the business that my daughter and your husband, Eddie, they are trying to get up and going and stuff, and the tools that they need, that God will supply that, which I know he will, and also that for the truck that he needs for the business, because they're turning down a lot of things because of that. And so, God, to bless him with the truck and everything, and just bless the ministry to get off and running. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
What kind of truck is that?
I pray for my, my son-in-law, Neil, that God... you know, help him on his drinking, so he can stop drinking. He drank everything. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Right, say so the name is Neil?
Yes.
Okay. Have a problem with alcohol? Okay.
Yes, he drank every day.
Good morning. This is
This is Jerry. And I have a prayer request for a niece. Her name is Christine. She's had multiple surgeries and is looking for some transfusion and another surgery possible. So her name is Christine Wilson. If you can pray for her. Thank you.
Yes. Jesus. So, Jesus. Yes.
Please.
I just wanted to add, let's pray for family salvation. Family salvation. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
For families everywhere for salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's bless the Lord here.
That's
for the prayer request.
Yes.
Pray that God bless each and every one of them coming in the line to open and just worship and praise the Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, God, for giving. Joy and serving. We thank you, God, for giving us, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we're here to serve you, Father. Joy in believing, joy in giving, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, giving unto your house, Father, that there will be food in your house, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God. Lord Jesus, that you'll be given unto us. Thank you, Father. Good measure, pressed down, taken together, running over your men, give to your bosom for the same measure that we shall be given unto you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for able to give, Father, all the tools
that they need. Lord, we
pray in you. Thank you right now, God, with all our hearts that leading us to our own understanding, but in all our ways, acknowledge you, Lord God, and you shall direct our path, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for the new me that you come forth for your glory in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for laughter. Thank you right now, for laughter is a medicine, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for joy. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning. We love you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. That we can keep holding up the bloodstained bed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for the desire within the life in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for a mind that is stayed on you. And hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for binding your mind with us, Father, in the name of ours, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that it would not continue to spread, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that it can dry it up. And we thank you for doing it today. Name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Because we are strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes. But it's not about us, but it's about you. It's always about you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, give us the strength. Hallelujah. Perseverance to know right now, God. Hallelujah. That we're going to suffer persecution for your sake, Father. Thank you right now, God, for the struggle. Thank you right now, God, for the test. Thank you right now, God, for the trial. Thank you right now, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For spiritual maturity as we grow, as we pass every test this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the victory in Jesus' name. That we are more. Thank you that we are more than conquerors through Christ. We love us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah for unity, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come together as one, one voice, one same mind, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, which is the highest praise that we can give you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for all of the things that you've already done, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that if you don't do anything else, you've already done enough, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And now that you don't chastise us according to the things that we've done, the deeds that we've done, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being a merciful God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being a loving God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You chastise those whom you love, Father. Thank you for the chastisement, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jesus, praise your name.
Thank you, Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because, Lord, we trust and believe in you that every prayer that's come forth, Father, that you've heard it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Not one tear has fallen from our eyes, Father, in the name of Jesus, and have hit the floor. Lord, you catch each and every one of them in your hand, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Help us to remember right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that, hallelujah, you are discerning of the thoughts and the intents of the heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for the unspoken request this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the unspoken request. Hallelujah, that we may have forgotten in the name of gotten about, but God has not forgotten. He's reading each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being a great God. Hallelujah. For being an awesome God. Hallelujah. For being a way maker. For being a miracle worker. For being a promise keeper. For being our light in the darkness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the power of prayer, praise, and worship in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Fruit of our lips, giving thanks to your name, Lord God, coming together in praise, a supernatural spirit of praise and worship. Hallelujah. Continually, hallelujah, coming forth right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Thank
you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We sing praises to your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, praises to your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, for your name is so great. Hallelujah. And you're greatly to be praised.
we sing honor to your name. Oh, oh Lord, we bring honor to your name. Oh Lord, hallelujah, for your name is so great, hallelujah, and you're greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, glory, glory, glory.
Yes.
Glory, glory, glory.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God, for your anointing, Father.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. For being
we praise you, Lord.
So good, for being righteous. We thank you, Lord, for truth, justice, righteousness, and perfection. We thank you, Lord, because they call you faithful, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for a supernatural spirit of prayer, praise, and worship, which is the fruit of all is giving thanks in your name, in Jesus' name. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for being such a great God, for being a loving God, for being a forgiving God. Hallelujah right now, God. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Be a touch for touching. Just a touch from you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for how you're binding us closer together in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father, for mercy, the new mercies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Jesus.
Jesus,
for the something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain, King and kingdom shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, that we are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
For supernatural spirit of discernment, Father, in the name of
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy. Holy is our God. Holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My soul exalts you, Lord. My soul magnifies you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Holy is our God. Holy is our God. Glory. Holy, worship him. Worship him.
God, worship
you, Lord.
Praise God.
Well, we praise God this morning for all the prayers that have gone up today. We're grateful for just being here once
It is so beautiful to be with the saints of God and to enjoy prayers. I mean, the praises that go up. As we're near the top of the hour today, I'm making a declaration that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree this morning that the favor of God and man shall be with us everywhere we go. And I know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. I decree that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony in the name of Jesus. Make a declaration that we are the seed of Abraham and his blessings are ours. Every financial mountain is removed from all of our lives and the devil is under our feet. We are victorious through Jesus Christ. I decree God through Jesus Christ, and we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives in Jesus' name. And I decree that every wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected and shall not come to pass. And we decree that we send it back to the sender, and we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We thank God for the angels that protect us as we go from one destination to the next. We read accidents, incidences as we travel. And I do thank everyone who has sown into the ministry, prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries, and or my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground, and I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some will receive a 30-fold, a 60-fold, and some a 100-fold. And I love Deuteronomy 1 and 11. The Lord God of our fathers make you 1,000 times as many as you are and bless as he has promised you. The saints of God, let us rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like pine feet, and he helps us to walk upon those high places. So as we go, let's remember that we are workers together with the Lord God Almighty. Amen, amen, amen. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that you continue to love each other, love your family, love those who hate you, because that is God's way. And people will begin to come into the kingdom because of the love that we share with them. Everybody be blessed. We look forward to tomorrow. As you go through this day, just have an awesomely blessed, fantastic day. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. We love you, Pastor Darlene. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Amen. We love you. Welcome back. Amen.
Welcome back.
Amen. We love you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344.
If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.